Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, as we roll into the second hour. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This is one of these articles that popped up that gun grabbers use to point out that me and you are just rubber bands waiting to pop, okay? Here we have a Michigan utility worker who held a pregnant teenager he met online hostage for days after beheading her boyfriend and then strangling her. His name was Brady Ostrike. He arranged to meet 18-year-old Brooke Slocum for sex after the two connected on Craigslist. Apparently this is something that, you know, I don't know. They met on Craigslist. Slocum's boyfriend, Charles Oppenier, was supposed to be present, I guess, to watch. I don't know. His body was found July 16th near his abandoned vehicle in Giesen Park. His head has not been located. Slocum was likely killed July 17th, the authorities said, and her body was found in the trunk of Ostrike's car after he fled from police during an attempt to traffic stop and then shot himself to death after crashing the vehicle. Search of Ostrike's home turned up restraints that suggested Slocum, who was 8 months pregnant, was held captive there before her death. Her unborn daughter also died. The scene at his home is described as a hellish environment. Now, then we go, we're trying to, you know, with something like this, the first thing you want to ask is why? What was it about this guy? Well, here's what's being touted. His Facebook page indicates a fascination with guns and violence, following such groups as AR-15 Gun Owners of America, Oath Keepers, NRA's American Riflemen, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and American Militia. Nearly all of the posts on his timeline were pro-gun and anti-Obama viral images, as well as posts about his occupation as a journeyman lineman. His former girlfriend had filed a domestic assault report when she moved out in June. She had made a similar report in May but did not press charges. So you see, that's what drove him to it. He had guns. He had guns. And it's not his fault. Because he read the NRA American Rifleman magazine. Investigators collected more than 400 items from his home, including firearms, ammunition, and knives. Now notice that it does not say he beheaded this young lady's boyfriend with a gun. And he did not strangle this unfortunate young lady with a gun. No, he was quite, you know, this is a the case of, you know, does it sound like he might have been a little disturbed? Does it sound like he might have had a screw loose somewhere? Could it possibly be, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of the dude. I don't know why I see him there with blood on his face, but I'm looking at him. He's not that old. How old was he? 31 years old. Which means, guess what? He could have grown up in the generation where, as a young lad in school, perhaps because he was preoccupied with being a little boy, he got medicated. And I'm sure that will come out. Although this did not hit the national news media. I had to go, I just found this accidentally. And this guy was a predator. He was a predator who apparently had been, once he started down that violent path with his girlfriend who left him, he found that he liked it and he continued to progress. He's already committed crimes. Where was this at? Where was this at? Michigan. Now, it doesn't say that he had any sort of permits to carry a gun, okay? And it also doesn't say, except for the domestic, where was that? She pressed charges in June, but did not press charges in May. I guess it's probably a good thing that she got out when she did. She could have been a victim. Police are investigating, and I think this is probably a pretty good idea because this guy obviously had something going on inside his head that, where he was escalating things. They are investigating electronic devices found in his home to determine whether there are additional suspects or victims involved. But this is one of the stories they will throw out at people and say, look, he was a gun owner. Now, he didn't use guns in his crime. He might have used them as a way of control. But it wasn't because he was a gun owner that he did this. This is not something that, you know, inhabits my mind when I'm sitting around bored. I'll be sitting around thinking, well, I've done the show prep. I've done this, I've done that, the workout is done. Had the final meal of the day, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? Oh, yeah. I want to go out and do a couple of decapitations just for my giggles. That just doesn't happen to me. And it doesn't happen to you. But that'll be something that will get lobbed at us. Now, I want to go back to these, recently I did two radio interviews with two liberals, okay? Now, they were civil, but what struck me is one, they would freely admit to me that they don't own guns, they've maybe shot a gun once, if ever, they don't know anything about them. And yet they're out there making these declarative statements about certain things and using some outrageous comparisons. Like, as an example, driving a car and mandatory training for gun owners. Why, if you have to have a license to drive a car, shouldn't, you know, you have to undergo training to drive a car, practice and all that other stuff. If you take a course, you get a discount on the insurance. Why shouldn't, tell Steve that we will get to him right after the break. Why shouldn't there be mandatory training for people that want to own and carry guns? And I would sit there and point out to them, well, you know, driving a car is not part of the Bill of Rights. That's item number one. Item number two. The majority of people that I see out there employing self-defense, when I look at them, I don't see in them a tactical training certificate. And do you know why they don't need one? Because they are adults. People going out and buying guns to carry them in self-defense are not Tweedledee and Tweedledum. They're looking at them saying, well, I need to get familiar with this gun. They go to a gun range. They shoot it. Maybe they take a class on their own. But it's not mandatory. When did you, you know, to defend yourself is a natural thing. And it's, you know, depending on how good you want to be at it, you might train, but it doesn't need to be mandatory. We'll continue with that. We'll go to the phones when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Woo. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back on a Wednesday. I had to check. Didn't I just mention it? On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going to the phone, Steve in Colorado. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. Nice, great show, man.
Thank you.
I mean, it never stops. It keeps on going and going, this never-ending, relentless motion of, I would say, terrorism. You know, with
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I'm getting tired and I'm getting pissed when I hear regular, played out talk, radio on mass media. And I notice when there's a break, you'll hear like a break when it comes to like the news. And it says something like, oh, you know, local news today, so-and-so's house was, closed off, and the block was closed off, and the guy was arrested and detained for domestic violence, and, he had multiple guns and knives and ammunition. This is what bothers me. Knives and ammunition? Since when is that a crime to own knives and ammunition? And, this is what really bothers me. They never use the word arms. They use the word gun or weapons. And, you know, it's just so far out of the, you know, it's, you could hear their language is mind control right there on the spot where they want, now they want to condition people into thinking that ammunitions or guns is a bad thing.
Well, and the point that they leave out was prior to this incident with the domestic violence standoff and everything. Very likely the guy didn't have a criminal record, which means it didn't matter if he owned guns.
Here's another thing, Bill. It really bothers me that what happened to evidence first? What happened to this female or anybody for that matter could just make a claim of domestic violence? And it's so out of control where if just somebody makes a phone call, right away the cops think they have the right to kick somebody's door down without a warrant.
Yep.
I got another thing that'll probably float your boat a little. If you're buying a car, let's say a brand new car, and you want to sign your signature into, say, the bill of sale of the car, let's say, and you know most people don't realize it, when they sign and buy a new car, they're signing the power of attorney over to the state. So if you were to sign your name and then right next to it put the state statute, meaning rights reserved, I noticed the dealer is pissed and says, we can't do this. Where is their law? Well, the title person says, well, we can't take this because we just want your signature. I mean, if a person's saying that, hey, we're agreeing to the terms, but I'm reserving my rights, have you ever heard of anything like that? Because it knocks them out of the box, and they don't know anything about that.
It does, and see, when you're talking about the media and when you're talking about these people at the gun or at the auto dealer, you're talking about the same mindset because they don't know why they can't take that. They've just been told they can't take that. Right.
Now, let me ask you this. If you were doing such a thing like that, would you stand firm on the signature with the state statute?
Well, especially with a car dealer, I would simply say, I thought we were buying cars and selling cars today. You don't want my signature that way? That's fine. Give me back my money. I'm out the door.
Yeah, so where do you find a dealer that does not do that? I mean, that would just take the chance and send it out.
That's the thing about the free market. If you go looking hard enough, you might.
There's a chance you might.
There's a chance you might. But like when those media people are talking the way they talk and everything, the days of somebody getting out there and shaping a story based upon them actually looking into it and deconstructing it are gone. We don't have news anchors anymore. We have attractive people that can read without stumbling.
Well, Bill, I got to ask you this. The question that I'm going to ask, and I think you callers would love the question, is: are most talk radio show hosts, and I don't mean internet radio for that matter, maybe some, I don't know, but are most of those talk radio show hosts collaborators?
Collaborators. You want me to pull back the curtain, don't you?
Yeah, why not?
When you look at if you want to take there's a magazine out there called Talkers Magazine.
What is it called?
Talkers Magazine. It's like the talk radio industry magazine. And you can subscribe to a service with Talkers Magazine if you want to. It's not free and it's not cheap, but
right.
You can subscribe to it to where every day Talkers Magazine will send to you the top 10 talking topics of the day.
Huh.
And that's why if you listen to a lot of mainstream radio talkers out there, it sounds like you're hearing about the same thing with a different spin over the course
right.
of the day if you listen to one radio station. I don't know that I would say that they're necessarily collaborators. Doing a talk radio show, just to give you an idea of mine, mine's 3 hours long. It takes me 9 hours to prepare that.
Wow, okay.
And in between that, I've got to market the show. I've got to I've got the people that sponsor the show. I've got to keep in contact with them, find out what they've got going on. I work out because of what I do. I want to go shoot, and I want to run and gun and all this other stuff. So it's a very full day. It's a very full day.
Well, you know what?
And I don't have near the apparatus they have in place. So.
Well, I would say a talk show radio host, in my very strong opinion, and very questionable, is Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, I used to. Glenn Beck has a magnificent research staff.
Mm-hmm.
But right now he's down there on the border,
mm-hmm.
coddling a bunch of illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lot of people that are going along with that. And maybe Glenn Beck actually believes that this is the right thing to do.
Which,
but, you know, sometimes people, some people, you know, their convictions can be wrong.
Well, yeah, a lot of people, some people say he's an opportunist. And, you know, look, let's face it, kids, yeah, you know, it's evil. I think it's pretty pathetic, you know, to put people in the front line. Now, kids, meaning. And I, you know, yesterday there's another talk radio show late last night that goes on regular radio, and they were talking about the Catholic Church, how they're over there now housing these kids. My question is, how come the Catholic Church doesn't go to Mexico and house them there and take care of them in Mexico?
That's the same question I ask all the time when these people are out there getting on TV saying, we have to stop gun violence. Why aren't they in the identified neighborhoods of Chicago and New York and everywhere else where the gun violence is, saying, we got to stop gun violence?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's good. I thought maybe, you know, it would take about 4 years for the American people to wake up. But I'm not saying they're not, because they are. But it's at the point where it should have accelerated 4 years ago, and I think it would have slowed down. You know, even more so. It did. I think the process of awareness has slowed a few things down, but not enough. Not at the rate that it sounds like you and I, or anybody, or you call your listeners would want.
Well, I mean, there's with especially with the feds, they've got so many multiple scandals percolating right now at one time that I would have to have a personal assistant to keep track of them just if I wanted to talk about those.
It's
not even anything new, just the current list of scandals.
Well, you know what? I would say this, Bill, another topic of the cause again. Would you sign it that way and go with the way the usual person does it, since it's in the system anyway, and you don't get the original title, and when you get a ticket or whatever, then you use the statute?
No, what I typically do, are you talking about as far as talking about it on the air? Hang on through the break. Hang on through the break if you
want. All right, cool.
All right, you hang on through the break. Making me pull back the curtain here. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The low rider is a little higher.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Steve in Colorado, because he's making some really good valid points. And I don't remember where you left off on the last one, Steve.
Well, you know, do you go with the flow? Do you sign the papers you usually do when you're purchasing a, well, you know, financing a car, and you just say, well, the heck with it, I'll just put my signature there. And what I'm saying is the state code, statute, would be that what you're saying is all rights reserved. You're reserving your rights, but they're not used to that when they see, like, what is it, 4-1-308 is what it really is. If you look at your state statute, I mean, I think it's out of the box, and it's knocking them out of the box, and they don't even know what, I know they don't know what it is. But what you're saying is you're agreeing to purchase the car, and you're talking about the bill of sale, and your title, the original title of the car goes to the state of whatever state you live in, and now you sign power of attorney over to the state, which that means you signed your car over to the jurisdiction of, you know, state corporation, correct, Bill?
It's a means. I've always looked at this. I was in the car business for a while, and it's a means for them to track the car so they can tax it.
Exactly. And so
it's a sort of a fascist economical move. It's saying that you own the car as long as you pay the taxes, even though you paid the price for the car, and even though you pay for the upkeep and the maintenance of the car and house the car and you know, feed the car gas and oil and all this other stuff. That's all well and good, and as long as you pay your taxes, everything's going to be good to go.
See, so that's just another level of locking yourself in. So let's just say
right.
You put the sheep away, and then, you know, could you just might as well say, well, I'm up against the wall, and believe it or not, it seems like it's almost at a duress kind of issue. So when you purchase a new car, so you just do that, and so you have to just, you know, if you get pulled over, let's say, then I would refuse not to sign without putting the statute in there. So I people should be at the thought process of, well, now what's the next step? Do people protest this way, or do we just, you know, go with the flow? It's just so much.
Well, you have to have all of that stuff to register the car, right?
Right.
And you register the car so you can get a tag.
Right.
And the only reason you need a tag is to be able to drive on roads without getting pulled over by law enforcement for not having the tag.
Right.
So the only way to get around that is to not drive on the roads.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Well, I know there are people that are doing that, and they're fighting up against it because, you know, what is that, the right to travel? If you type in right to travel, there's a lot of cases where people have won, cases where you didn't need a tag, you make your own tag up. And to me, the VIN number is already registered through the corporation who created and made the car.
Well, I mean, anything you want to look at, Steve, anything that you want to look at all, for some reason, with the exception of guns does not seem to fall under this, although I'm sure they'd like to do it as a means of gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of real property you own, supposedly, they're going to tax. It's because it's a racket.
Right.
Plain and simple.
And the lie is that the sheep go with it.
Yes, and the big question the sheep aren't asking. With all of the real property out there that is taxed all over this country, how come everybody's broke?
That's I've been asking that question since I was in my teens.
Yeah.
And you know, it just doesn't jive right, you know. So, oh man, I'll tell you. So it's, you know, depreciate the dollar and have people work harder for it. I mean, this is basic common sense.
Well, see, that's why I don't do what anybody else does in talk radio. Think of this. Think of all of your regular conservative talkers out there, and they're in a nice big cluster. And what they're describing is things that would work or should work or could work in a real republic, okay, if that actually happened. And then behind them is me, because I fully expect each and every one of them to fail.
Hey, you know what, Bill? It's pretty sad that people as like-minded we're looking at and we're putting up with the fact that we're trying to catch up to lost time where most people have fallen asleep and they were badly distracted.
Yes, and the problem is I don't know how much time is there with all the unfunded liabilities, with all of the debt that keeps growing, with us having all of these illegal immigrants coming in and taxing the system and getting into our military logistics chain and all of these other things. I'm looking at all of that and I'm saying, I don't know who's maintaining control over this, and I don't even know if there's such a thing
Bill,
as being able to maintain control of anything.
Bill, check this out. The debt is not ours. I mean, we didn't create this. You know, like the country Iceland, you know, there. Did you see that Iceland's peaceful revolution?
Yes.
I mean, if you type that in YouTube, are you familiar with that?
I looked at it in the course of my day, if it doesn't have anything to do with Second Amendment gun-related gun training, gun industry. I don't really have the time to sit out there and browse.
I got you. So that this is your show. You're basically more on the Second Amendment, right?
Well, I mean, when all of this other stuff fails.
Oh, you're right. No. Well, here's another thing. I think, you know, my dad taught me a good lesson. He says, they're all mentioning the word gun, even in the Supreme Court, or fire, and then firearm, and they connect that fire to the arm, you know, to the word. So there's trickery there in words, and there's nowhere in the Constitution where it mentions the word gun. It mentions arms.
Right.
So, I mean, I
and
guess
that's because
a huge topic.
That's because the founders, for some reason, understood what the gun grabbers don't understand, and that's that a weapon is whatever you can bring up, use as a weapon.
Right. Well, do they understand? I mean, do they? I think they're
I'm sure they do. I'm sure that they do. But since their whole argument is predicated on lies and deception
and
emotion and fear,
Well, it's word trickery to me.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I've heard liberals literally say they have guns. So they want it for themselves. They don't want it for anybody else. They just want, you know, cops. They want their buddies being cops. And they want to be, like, you know, in Boulder somewhere or hanging out at the ski lodge. Or they want to go hunting together, but nobody else can have that. I think it's total selfishness is what I'm saying.
I'll tell you what I saw, and it happened a while back. There was an exchange between Senator John Cornyn of Texas and Dianne Feinstein of California.
Throw up, yeah.
And in Feinstein's original bill that came up, she wanted to do a carve-out for ownership of weapons for retired police officers, but no carve-out for military veterans. And Cornyn pointed out, well,
you know,
the military trains extensively with these weapons. They are the most highly trained.
Yep.
And that's where Feinstein comes out and says they all have PTSD, as if police officers are, you know, the Beaver and Opie Taylor running around. Police officers have a higher incident of alcoholism. They have a higher incident of domestic violence. They're human because they deal in a highly stressful situation and they got to have an outlet somehow. So, you know, and she knows that. She knows that.
So there's my point. They want it for themselves. They want that constitution for themselves.
Right.
And whatever they say, you have to bow down. And
it doesn't work that way. I'll bow down if I have to tie my shoes.
Yeah, I mean, American people have to start saying, hey, we stand on the same gravity, the same ground.
Yep.
And we're tired of sucking up to these people that have criminal behavior. Their behavior should be monitored.
Well, the big difference between me and you, and as far as human beings, me, you, and Dianne Feinstein, is she probably uses more Lady Grecian formula than either one of us. And that's the only difference as far as our capability, our possibility of intelligence, our level of intelligence, or anything else.
Well, you know what, Bill? Don't get me wrong. There are some people that actually give them the perfect excuse to, you know, or, you know, and giving them some advantage of, you know, taking down people's rights.
More so than anybody that's allowed to drink and drive.
Right.
More so than, you know, I mean, there's more children that drown in 5-gallon buckets than there are accidentally killed with guns.
Yeah, you and I know that. You know,
do we need to ban them as well? I mean, this is a big country with a big population, and we're free. And if you exercise free will,
I'm sorry, Bill. How many callers you have that are so sick and tired of this one size fits all mentality?
All of them.
Yeah, right. Hey, Bill.
I haven't counted. It's just all of them. Listen, Steve. I appreciate the call. I'm running out of time.
Hey, buddy. Take care, man. God bless.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, I get that. I get that everybody's tired of this. I'm tired of it. But I'm not going to capitulate. I'm going to keep going on ahead. It's a marathon, and I am shuffling my way across. And I've got, you know, hopefully the stamina to see my way to the finish line, and hopefully the finish line is the return to Republic. Pretty simple. I'm not asking for much. I know. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right, welcome back as we get ready to roll into the next hour. Coming up next hour, I'm going to be talking to some people from Willow MD, and we're going to talk about how it works. Because I know that it works, but now we'll know how and why it works. And some of you that have been thinking about maybe getting one of these things. And if you want to call in and ask them questions about anything else that it might be used with, because I've been using it only for joints. But they'll be available. They'll be able to tell you straight up instead of me getting it out there and being, you know, I've slept all the way through medical school. Haven't got the faintest idea. That's coming up at the beginning of the next hour. Coming out of Newport, Delaware, a young man who made the wrong choice, Nigel Sykes. He tried to rob the Seasons Pizza restaurant. Armed, he tried to rob the Seasons Pizza restaurant. Unfortunately, young Mr. Sykes was tackled by the unarmed employees of the Seasons Pizza restaurant. And he received a sound beating. He was disarmed, and then he was held until the police arrived. Now, originally, he had taken in, he stopped a delivery driver and got his money, and he got some more money somewhere else. He had $140. He's suing the pizzeria for $260,000 now. According to WFMY, in his self-written complaint, Sykes admits, I committed a robbery at Seasons Pizza on Maryland Avenue on November 30th, 2010, just before 8 p.m. He admits he displayed a handgun and that an employee, a delivery driver, and one of the named defendants handed me $140. He says he then started to make his way forward to the in the store when a different employee grabbed him from behind and other employees wrestled the gun from him, with at least one shot being fired during the struggle. Then, according to Mr. Sykes, this is when the assault began. All of the Seasons Pizza employees participated in punching and kicking and pouring hot soup over my body. I was unarmed and defenseless and had to suffer a brutal beating by all the employees of Seasons Pizza, he wrote, adding that the beating knocked him unconscious. He's spreading the love around on this lawsuit. He is seeking $20,000 each from six Seasons employees, $20,000 from each of the two arresting officers, and $100,000 from Seasons. Okay. Mr. Sykes, be glad you got beat up. Be glad one of those people there, and I don't know what the laws are in Delaware, but I would, you know, self-defense is normally allowed in most states. Be glad they didn't take your gun and shoot you. Because you know all that adrenaline you were jacked up on when you pulled that gun and started robbing the pizzeria? When you get a gun pointed at you, you get a lot of adrenaline spiking too. And be glad that they got tired before they killed you. And sit back and enjoy your prison sentence or whatever it is you got out of that. Coming from one of my sponsors, Adams Arms. Adams makes a exceptional AR-15. They are piston-driven. If you own a piston gun, chances are that they got the system from Adams. If it isn't Adams you're buying them from. Now, if their mid-range price has been a bit sort of a barrier to you, they've lowered their price. You can get the base piston rifle from Adams Arms now for $995. Where it used to cost $12 or $16, $995. CEO Michael Froning commented, "We are extremely excited to be able to reset the bar from a product cost standpoint while delivering the highest quality products on the market. While the industry is seeing reduced prices to combat lagging sales, we've been able to drive our costs down significantly and pass on savings of over 20% to the consumer. Additionally," and what's driving all of this is that Adams had the foresight to get out there and develop their own manufacturing capacity. They're not calling up one guy that's in somewhere and saying, "We need barrels," and then calling another guy saying, "We need rails," and calling another guy and saying, "We need trigger groups." They make it. They build them. Also coming out from Adams, I mean, they're about to really expand. They've got a line of 308 rifles coming out. They've got pistols coming out. They've got 22 rifles coming out, shotguns, custom slides. They're going to get into projectiles. I don't know if that means they're going to make ammunition or reloading reloading supplies, or and accessories, which I've got an Adams gun that is dolled up with every one of those things. Well, with all of the accessories. They have, and they've managed to do this since 2007 when they were founded. And what they did was they developed. I mean, this is the American dream story, what they've done. They went out there, and as they grew, they started acquiring like one of their OEM manufacturers. They got a hold of them. They spent a lot of money on production capacity. They launched a sister company called Voodoo Innovations in 2013. They bring, you know how you talk, you hear stuff like hammer forged barrels and stuff like that. Voodoo brings a new high-end coating and process to the direct impingement market. in the coating of the barrel. It doesn't have to be hammer forged anymore because of the way they do the coatings. So they have bought $4 million altogether in manufacturing assets. They have new equipment. They've been hiring key leadership. 75% production of all things is in-house. As a matter of fact, there's a new guy at Adams named Tyler McCutcheon. And Tyler they had to bring him on board because they're growing at such a rapid rate that they need somebody that specializes in these kind of things. And I know that there's some of you out there, there's a couple of you that I've actually spoken to that were talking about buying Adams guns. They just got cheaper if you haven't already bought it. And this is a level of development and research that has been brought to bear. And because they went in-house with the production of it, because they acquired the manufacturing capacity, they're not waiting to pass those savings on to you until they've caught up with everything. They're going to do it now. These guys mean to own the world. They're a little bit like Walmart, those Adams guys. In the remaining time before we flip into the next hour, I keep seeing these stories about all of these companies. The gun-grabbing organizations are trying to get various corporations to come in and ban guns in their establishments. They're trying, just like they did with smoking, they're trying to limit where you can carry a gun. Now, where this is going to backfire, some of these corporate executives read. Now, there's a big difference between secondhand smoke and, say, somebody carrying a gun in your business. It's not giving off anything. If he does it well, you don't even know he has it. A lot of times, they stop crimes in the middle of your place. That's always good. Your patrons don't get hurt. Now, with Starbucks and Target and Chipotle and everything else, they didn't ban anything. They just said, don't bring them. But they didn't ban anything. So they didn't, while they were giving out high fives, it was for nothing. Because they gained nothing. All of these businesses, all they want to do is follow the law. They're not in the business of being pro-gun or anti-gun. They're in the business of being pro-office supplies or pro-coffee. That's what they're pro. Coming up next, we're going to hear from some guys from WillowMD, this machine that's been helping me out. We're going to find out how it can help you too. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.